Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers. With Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, it is well underway. And I got to say, personally, it's a little more eventful and exciting than I was planning for. Granted, we can't see inside the courtroom or hear inside the courtroom, but we have a lot of eyes and ears in the courtroom reporting on it every single day. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney. Former prosecutor, here we are. We've seen a lot of the prosecution's case and a lot of holes being dug into the prosecution's case against Richard Allen. What's been your reaction thus far to what we've seen?
You know, I was a little surprised that the prosecution waited this long to start talking about the alleged confessions. You know, that's what I thought was sort of their linchpin in the case. And it took them kind of 3 weeks to get there. But now we're there and we're hearing about what Richard Allen allegedly said, including while in custody. And I think that is sort of, certainly affecting how people are thinking about the case and could be a huge problem for the defense.
Is it, though, because he's confessing to this while eating pages from the Bible and feces and running into walls with his head first? And then, hey, I killed the girls. I'm ready to talk about it. Here's what I did. And, I read as best I could, you know, what some reporters have made a transcript of what he said. And it just, I don't know, to me, I mean, not that I'm an expert in reading confessions, but it reads to me like I'm just going to say something because you want me to say something. It doesn't seem very, and some of his confession doesn't even line up with reality, with how the scene was actually there, what was seen. And by the time he gave these confessions, he did hear about the scene. He's heard about it through his attorneys. So it's not like he couldn't like conjure some of this shit up between eating Proverbs and talking about murdering kids.
Oh, totally. I was sparring with Nancy Grace about this yesterday. And, in looking at the confessions, what the defense is going to say is like, hey, look, this is after he'd been in solitary confinement for God knows how many days. He already had mental health issues before, and he voices those in his early police interviews, in which he is adamant in his denial of doing this. Mm-hmm. And so, is it a person who was just pushed to the brink, thinks that things are hopeless, that they can't do anything else, and he's going to tell them what they want to hear in hopes that that will somehow improve his situation.
Why don't we have audio of any of this? I mean, there's supposedly like these 60-some confessions. There's this session with the therapist. Why don't we have audio of any of it? Because, I mean, if there is audio, I'd love to hear it because I'm going to think that will tell us more than just a transcript or somebody's reiteration of it. You can make a crazy person sound sane if you're just reiterating the information. If we heard his exact words, the candor, everything, how it was being said, I think it would tell us a lot more than just somebody regurgitating what they have in their notepad.
Tony, having that objective record is so critical because for decades and decades or centuries. You know, we had law enforcement folks, they would do a full interview with a person. It would take like 3 hours. They'd learn all of this information and they'd reduce it down to like a paragraph in which they said, you know, the suspect admitted to X and he feels sorry and he's ready to, you know, be charged with these crimes or something. So there's so much additional information that we don't have that this jury is not going to have. And which way that will cut, I'm not sure.
Yeah. And the style in which he was interviewed as well, the method that they used for interviewing Richard Allen, it's not one that, you know, FBI uses or anybody else. And I mean, it's an old style that, you know, years and years and years ago, oh, this is great. Turns out it's not so effective. The pressuring somebody and going back and forth, the whole method just doesn't make a lot of sense. It leads to a lot of false confessions from what we know. But that's what was employed on Richard Allen. That whole thing, I mean, the interview that we heard or we know about from early on that they did with him versus the eating the Bible, confessing to killing kids, it sounds like a very different person.
Oh, without question. And like you said, those tactics have been in studies linked to demonstrably false confessions. It's a coercive environment. The officers were raising their voices, getting aggressive and intimidating. And then at times they're sort of like trying to be nice and making promises. And it's emotional manipulation. And we're talking about the highest stakes possible, which is a murder case.
Yeah. I mean, it's shocking that we still do this. I mean, we can go on and on, like, why are they doing this? And we know why. A lack of training and resources for departments and people, they're all operated individually. So we don't have a whole lot of consistency across the board and you just get things that are done like this. What about all the holes that have been poked into this thus far? There's been a lot. Timeline being questioned. We had one witness earlier on who, she goes out and walks the trail on a regular basis, knew of Richard Allen's car, saw it when she went in. It was gone by the time she left. By the time she left, the timeline said that he was down there killing the kids. But his car was gone, according to her. And her timeline matches up to security cameras as well. That's not the only hole. There's been a lot of holes being poked into this. Where do you think this sits with the jury as of right now? Because from my counting, we have a bullet that is even questionable as to why it's there after all those police went through the scene. That is still kind of junk science and the only random thing that I guess connects him. No DNA, no nothing. If you rip the clothes off these girls and slash their neck, I would think maybe there'd be some evidence of you being there.
Of course. And even that bullet has been called into question, I think, pretty effectively during cross-examination of the firearms expert, because what defense was able to establish is that they can't really tie it to Richard Allen's specific gun. They can tie it to a type of gun, but they could not rule out other similar guns. Yeah. And the firearms expert admitted that on the stand. So could this have been dropped by a police officer? Could, it's just nothing could even coming close to conclusive, especially with an already shaky case.
Well, it seems rather reasonable to think, okay, you got like 30, 40 officers up here looking at this scene at one point in time. And after that is when they found the bullet. They didn't find it before that. It seems likely one of those people could have easily dropped this bullet, not just this random guy in the trail. And if he did, maybe he did. It doesn't mean he killed the kids. There was no gun used in this murder. So maybe it was in a jacket pocket or something. I mean, we've all dropped things. I'll tell you this. I am not a big gun. I have guns, but I don't actively shoot. I don't go out and actively shoot. There's been times, I remember I had a jacket I wore actually at my grandpa's funeral, and I had a bullet that was in it for like years because it was something that they shot off. The military did when they did a salute to him. And I just kept forgetting it was in there. So people who don't even use guns, this could happen where you're like, drop the bullet somewhere. There are reasonable explanations. But other than that, welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.